icy lump formed at the pit of Trine's stomach.
"Oh, dearie me," she murmured. "This is most unpleasant news, General. Most unpleasant indeed."
"I also think that Suldar has been playing us. We gave him the Galactic Alliance, and he's given us nothing. I haven't heard word one about any promotions, have you?"
"No," said Trine, drawing out the word. "I was just remarking on that to Foss tonight."
"I got into this whole thing because I wanted power, just as you did. No shame in that, but now it's just about saving our own skins. I haven't led as many campaigns as I have without recognizing the signs of an enemy preparing to strike. We need to strike first and get out."
Trine knew he was right.
"What do you want from the rest of us?" she asked.
He was silent for a moment. Then, his face hard-looking, almost regretful, he said,
"There is no rest of us, Senator. Not if we're to get out of this. Think about it. Lesserson's been compromised. Bramson was a powerful politician in his day, but now he's an old bumbler who falls asleep in his soup. I don't have much respect for Perova. Too quick to turn her back on what should have been her first loyalty. And Jaxton will blow with the prevailing wind. This whole plot was your idea, Senator. And it was brilliant. I wouldn't have been on board with it if I didn't believe it would work. But even the best laid campaigns can be ruined by the unexpected. We could have ridden out either Lesserson or Suldar turning against us, but not both. We each have complementary resources. I intend to eliminate anything that will tie me to this and stay right where I am. You bring me down, I'll bring you down with me."
"Well, you most certainly would have to, General. But fortunately, I don't intend to do that," Trine said, keeping her voice and manner mild. "Who shall be our first target?"
"Bramson. He's become completely unreliable. Who knows what he'd blurt out at the next press conference without even realizing what he's doing."
Her heart sank. The worst part of it was, she knew Thal was right. Lesserson was out of their hands now. Perova and Jaxton wouldn't act until they felt it was in their best interests. But poor dear Faust. Sadly, she said,
"Somehow, I knew you'd say that.